Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, world. Welcome to the Healing Place. Hello, everyone. This is First Lady Christina. Yes, I'm back again. Oh, we just want to thank God today. Oh, hallelujah. I just welcome everybody to the Healing Place, and and I just thank God for allowing me to come on the radio today on Blog Talk. As I say again, I thank God for Blog Talk. I thank God for allowing me to come on to do a new day. This is a very special day today, I just thank God for this day, world. I just hope y'all get ready because we got an exciting word of today. Yeah, hallelujah. I just want to thank God as first, as my head of my life. You know, we always have to come before Him to the throne. Thank God, because without God, we cannot make it, world. I thank God for allowing to wake me up this morning to start this day out with a beautiful day, beautiful morning. I just want to tell everybody I love y'all today. I hope y'all ready for excitement today with God. God got so much to tell us today. Yes, and not just one. I just want to thank God, you know, second for my husband. Yes, the mighty man of God, Bishop. You know, a mighty man of God. Thank God for him today. You know, like I said, I know you haven't heard him today yet, but y'all just get prepared because he got a excited, awesome word for y'all this week. Again, I just want y'all to just be prepared for this word from him. You know, and I'm just thank God for the man of God that I love so much. You know, I just give God the glory, you know, because I told you he'd been on a trip, you know, been a mission for God, you know. God have been doing so much in him, you know. And I just continue to God to bless my husband and continue to make him as the man of God that he is, you know, to do the work that God called us to do. You know, sometimes women, we got to really pray for our husband, you know, men in the nation, because men need to got to line up. We got to get ready for these men to line up and go on the forefront, because it seems like the women's going so much before the men. You know, did I say that? Yeah, I said it. You know, sometimes we got to, you know, push our husband to go in a place and get prepared to do the work that God called them to do, you know, and we just continue to pray for him, for these men, you know, and our husband. But I'm not going to prolong, you know. I just thank God again for allowing y'all to come on today. I'm so excited about today as we go on. You know, I thank God for, I got so much to do throughout the month of June and the month of July. You know, it's asking everybody to just get prepared, you know, for these months to go, because God got great things for us, you know. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to prolong it, you know. We're going to go ahead and go, you know, as we know what we always do, you know, we go into prayer. As everybody just get prepared and open your ears and open your spirit, be prepared to receive the prayer for today. You know, as I go on, everybody just bow their head this morning. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be your holy name. Heavenly Father, as I come before you right now to the bowl and to the throne this morning, as I come to you just needing you to plead the blood over this phone this morning, plead the blood over Blog Talk Radio, plead the blood even in, you know, in my voice this morning. Lord Jesus, I bound every distraction, every assignment, every plan, every contract, every noise, God, everything not like God. Lord, I ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood, God, as I go before the throne. Lord Jesus, I come before you right now as I pray for the world this morning. Heavenly Father, I ask you to just touch every person in the sound of your voice, God. Lord, to listen to this radio this morning and these prayers, Heavenly Father. Touch them, whatever testimony, whatever they're going through right now, God, sickness, disease, in their body, God, at home, their marriage, their loved ones, God, in the world, God, I ask you just to intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for the people even in the hospital this morning. I send the blood through the world, through the hospital, every hospital, God, Somebody's going through a surgery. Somebody's going to get a miracle this morning. Somebody, you know, I just take authority over cancer this morning. Yes, cancer. I take authority over that. They're deceived, Lord. There's somebody getting healed right now. It's that prayer that's been answered for that person this morning, God. Lord, somebody going through even a marriage this morning. I ask you to restore marriage, God. Restore marriage. Restore that husband, that wife back together in the name of Jesus, because you honor marriage, Heavenly Father. You believe, God. Lord, did I ask you to move in every person's marriage, whatever they're going through right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I even pray for the children right now out there in the world, God. Lord, that's fighting against it, that's killing each other. Lord, babies, God, that's drowning with animals, God. God, I just pray right now. Lord, I take authority over everything, not like you, God, in these children life, God. God, I send the blood upon these children, protection, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to move so miraculous for these young people, God. God, I ask you, Lord, even, Lord, in the byway, in the highway, God, I even pray for states, God. I pray for in California, God, where the humidity is 122, the fire just continue to go. I pray for that. For that day, God, I pray for Texas, God, the flood, God. God, I pray for the people, God, that they don't have nowhere to stay, God. But I ask you to intervene, God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow them to draw closer to you, God, to know that you are their provider, God, in the name of Jesus. I even pray, God, even for Augusta, God. That's what's going downtown, God. God, you see your blood, Lord Jesus. You see your blood down there in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of you, you turn this place around, God. You turn these cities around, God. Lord, you turn it around, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Even about, Lord, people on their job, God, whatever they're going through. Some are going through critical situation, God. Some of them can't even find a job, God. God, you open doors that no man can shut for somebody today, God. Because somebody need an answer today, God. Somebody needs something from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you move so miraculous right now in the name of Jesus. Because you said ain't nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, bless that person with a new job, God. Lord, change that boss, God. Lord, you to change that young person, God. Lord, honor their step, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move so miraculous, Heavenly Father. Somebody need peace in their mind right now, God. Lord, let a peace go over this radio station right now in the name of Jesus. To every person need a peace right now. And I pray the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody going to live, not die, God. Lord, stop the killing, God, everywhere, God. Lord, send the blood right now through the streets, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring the people out of their sins, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to come out of fornicating or adultery, God. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to move so miraculous right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord, people on crack cocaine, God, people out there in the world, God, don't know which way to go. Save them, deliver them, God. Deliver them out of crack cocaine. Save that loved one, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move so miraculous, God. Lord, you said ain't nothing too hard for you, God. Anything is possible. We believe, God. If we stand on the word of God, and as I believe, I'm praying for every person that need of the deliverance right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for moving on somebody. Somebody got a pain right now, God. Somebody need a healing in their back right now, God. Let the healing go through that person's body right now, God, from the crown of their hair to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to move so miraculous, God, for that person, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for those loved ones, God, that need to be saved, God. Bring them in, Lord Jesus. Bring them in, Lord Jesus. Bring every loved ones in, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. I pray for the government right now, God. Even the election that's going on with Clinton, Hillary, and Lord Jesus. Lord, you see everything even with concerning her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even Trump, God, only you know who's going to be the elected, God. Only you know who's going to be the next president, God. God, I ask you in the name to move in every situation, God, in the name of Jesus. But as we stay in prayer, God, you say we keep our eyes stayed on you, God. You keep our spirit stayed in you, God. Lord, you said you will move from a record for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, needs you. Somebody woke up this morning, God, disturbed men in their heart, God. Lord, turn that heart around, God. Lord, turn that situation around, God. Well, even that person that needs it, Lord, they don't know which way to go, God. Lord, order yourself, God, in the name of Jesus. You said a good man step ordered by the Lord, God. Lord, lead that person the right way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, for moving on your behalf right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless your people right now, Heavenly Father. Father God, I break the spirit of suicide, God. I break the spirit of depression, God. I break the spirit of lying, God. I break the spirit of unfitness, God. Father God, somebody need a deliverance. Somebody been crying out to you, God. Somebody going through, Lord Jesus, even concerning a legal situation, God. God, fix it for them in the name of Jesus. Turn it around for them, Heavenly Father. You are the Lord. You are the judge, God. Lord, you everything, God. Send your angels in their courthouse, God, in the name of Jesus. Move from that person right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Father God, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to turn every situation around, God. Lord, let your love be with your people that they know that if they just call on the name of Jesus, you will move so miraculous, God. Lord Jesus, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for moving in every city. Send your blood through the streets, God. Send your blood through the world, God, in every place, God, wherever somebody going through, God, because they need you right now, God. You said if you just call on the name of Jesus, they will hear you, will hear their prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to move miraculous, God. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit today, God. I thank you for the anointing today, God. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing right now. And I give it all back to you, God. And Lord, let the peace rest in America, God. Let the peace rest in the world. And Lord, I thank you. And I give you the glory, give you the praise and the honor this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We just thank God for this prayer this morning. We just thank God because he's an awesome God. God knows everything about us. I know sometimes we go through so much. You know, it's trials and tribulation every day. You know, if we don't go through, we can't get what God got for us. You know, sometimes we want to throw in the towel. We want to give up on situations. We can't give up because, see, God said, you know, God is a great God. If we just continue to listen to him and know that God is God and we just come back to him, you know, God say, come back to your first love. You know, sometimes we got to come out of our sinful ways. And we go back to God. God will show us the way. He will guide us. He will protect us. We don't have to fight our battles because the battle don't belong to us. The battle belongs to God. I just want to tell everybody, whatever you're going through right now, give it over to God. Give it over to Jesus. He'll fix it for you. He ain't going to put so much you can't bear, woman, men of God, the world. Just continue to walk in the ways of God. Continue to know that he's God. You know, sometimes we don't know when we get in a situation and we go through so much, you know, we just want to give up. We just got to go before the throne and pray. Seek his face early in the morning. Call on his name. He'll hear you. God ain't no respect to God. God love us. You know, and the only thing you got to do is just seek that word. Put that word in your heart, women, men of God, the world. But I'm not going to prolong it. We get ready to go into our topic today. You know, God made a little change for me. I was going to go in, you know, the topic is, first we're going to say the topic is walking in the power of the anointed. Walking in the power of the anointed. Woo, glory, glory, hallelujah. Woo, that's strong. Well, you can walk in the power of the anointed. Then you know, God said, the anointed destroy yokes and burn and remove them. The anointed mean a lot. You know, but we're going to go into the and talk about it a little bit. I was going to go in the one Ecclesiastes, but God did not allow me to go in one of my scriptures. He made a change to go into Leviticus 8:12. You know, I just want to tell you that. But I just want everybody to get their Bible. It's word time. Get your Bible while y'all can get your ears open. Open your spirit and get ready for the word. Hey, yeah, the word. We always need the word. Word is Also, as we go before, you know, we're going to get ready to say, like I said again, the topic is walking in the power of the anointing. Okay, as we go into Leviticus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Just going to read a little bit. Yes. Number 8. As the Lord spoke to Moses and said, take Aaron and his son with him and his garment, and an anointing oil, and a bull for the sin offering, and the 2 rams and the basket of the unleavened bread, and gather the congregation together at that entrance of the meeting of Moses, as the Lord commanded him, and the sister gathered together in the entrance of the tent of the meeting. You know, I got to stop there. Thank you. You know, I don't need but a little bit. That take a lot right there. You know, when God talked, the Lord spoke to and said to Moses, to Aaron, son, Garmin, when he was talking about the anointing oil and the bull of our sin, sometimes God will take that anointing oil, that sin that we've been on sin, and we've been on dead wrong. He'll be on, take that oil and he'll be able to wash that sin away from us, you know. And, you know, sometimes we got to, you know, go in a place with God when God can cleanse us from our unsinful ways, that leaven bread is like we confessing that sin. You know, we got to confess things to God while we can be anointed, but God can take that ram and wash us from that sin that we committed in the sight of him. You know, while he can anoint our body, anoint our eye, anoint our ears, anoint our feet, as we, before we can enter to his presence, you know, as we go on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Number 5, Moses said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord commanded to do. Moses brought Aaron and his son and washed them with water. Oh, we got to stop there. He washed them. He had to wash all that sin off Aaron and his son before they could enter into God, before they could be anointed. God had to clean them up. And sometimes, world, as we are in sin, we are in fornicating, we are in adultery, we are in smoking, lying, drinking, doing things not in the will of God. And sometimes we have the unleavened bread upon us. We have things hidden sin, things that own us that need to be washed. They cannot go into the holiness of holiness until they get cleansed and washed as we go on. Thank you, Lord. But they put him in tomb of him, and they tried the salmon around him and clothed him with the robe and put the image upon him and the garment of the term of the band of the eminent of those. And he put the breastplate on him. And he also put the ominous and the thumbnails and breastplate. Then he put the tumor upon him, head also of the tumor from the point of the golden plate and the holy crown of the Lord command of Moses. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all those with the sacrifice of the sprinkling of the oil on the 7th time of the anointing on the altar and the vessel. You know, he was preparing him. He was even preparing him for to cleanse him, preparing for his ministry. Oh, yeah, ministry. Sometimes we can get prepared for our ministry as he was cleansing him with the oil. The oil is powerful. The oil destroys yokes and bondage. You know, it destroys so much in our life. Powerful. Just getting in the presence of somebody, and somebody needed a deliverance as he was getting prepared for his day ministry, Aaron. You know, a person can be sick in their body, but that person would be so anointed, just like Peter was. You know, Peter's shadow was on the wall. He was anointed. But people passed by Peter, and they was healed from disease. You know, that's how we are. When we can get in a place with God and be anointed. Be anointed for our purpose. Be anointed for our destiny. Be anointed for the ministry where we're getting ready to go. You know, it's great when God can allow us to be used with power. You know, walking in the power of an anointing is so strong that you can go in prayer, you can be anointed. You can have, you know, things in your life that God can deliver you from, and why he can pour his anointing all on you, so anointed. You know, women to men of God world, we are anointed. I'm not going to prolong. I just have to read a little bit of that. If you want to go into Leviticus and, you know, to show yourself approved through the word, just read a little about that, and God will just minister to your spirit, you know. As we go on, we're going to go on, like I said, walking into the power of the anointing. Remember, you're very anointed when it comes to God, but you got to live the right way. God want to move that old man, move all that mess out you, and bring you into a new man, your ministry, while he can pour the anointing on you, while you can be used for his glory, men and women of God. Prepare yourself. Walk in the anointing while you can be used. I'm not going to prolong it. I just want to say, go. The chapter was Leviticus 8. Go and read it. Show yourself approved. As we go on, thank you, Holy Ghost, we're going to read a little bit out of the promise book. Just open your ears up, and we're going to read about patience. Yes, patience. Sometimes we get impatient about a lot of things, you know. We get impatient about what God is doing, how he going to do it, when he going to change situations, when my marriage going to get lined up, when that job door going to be open, when he going to heal my body. We are so impatient. Sometimes we got to be patient and let God do what he said he going to do. As we go into this, I'm just going to read a little of these words for you, you know. Thank you, Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kind, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. As we go on. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. As we go on. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he should strengthen you. Stand on the Lord. Psalm 127:14. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the sound who seek him. Thank you, Lord. I receive that. As we're going to go into the prayer right now. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for always being patient with me. Forgive me for so often beginning in hurrying to get my own way. Ran them serving others and waiting on you. I trust you to answer my prayer in your time, in your way. Your word said, you will fulfill all your promise. When I come to you in both faith and patience, as I plant seed of faith, I trust you to give me an abundant harvest of your blessing. Forgive me for beginning impatient. Wait others. May I be patient with them as you are patient with me. Amen. Oh, we thank God for the patience, honey. Because without the patience, oh, we can't make it. That's why I said sometimes, world, we just got to be patient. Whatever you think you can't do, you can do. Just be patient even in that, you know, when you go through, when you got a test and you feel like you can't make it and you want, you just got to be patient. God wants to speak to you. He'll tell you how what to do. The Holy Spirit will tell you how to guide that paper or what, you know, and he'll give you the answer that you need. But you be patient. Don't hurry, God. I thank God for patience, because I didn't have patience one time before. But now God has put patience in my spirit and teach me how to be patient. Patient on my job, with my people, my coworkers. Sometimes they get on your nerves, but you got to be patient with them. Sometimes with your children. Sometimes with your husband, with that wife. You know, sometimes you just got to learn how to be patient. Like I said, we're not going to prolong it. We're going to just go on. As I, everybody just get ready to, you know, if you haven't received Jesus in your heart, you know, everybody just get ready for the salvation of the prayer. You know, just open your ears and open your spirit to receive them as we go in prayer with it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come boldly to the throne, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, as we come and say, Lord Jesus, Father, I thank you for dying on the cross for my blood, for shedding my blood. Heavenly Father, I ask you to come in my heart, to cleanse me, to wash me white as snow. I ask you in the name of Jesus to save me, God. I forgive me for my sin. I repent. I confess. I ask you, Lord, to fill me with the Holy Spirit, that I know that you are Lord, my Savior, this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for that, God, salvation. We thank you. Lord, I just thank y'all for receiving salvation. If you didn't know Jesus, you know him now. You, the old man, have gone. God have washed you all over again. And we praise the angel in heaven. We see another lost soul. Like I say, I thank God for the word today. The word is walking in the power of the anointed. Leviticus 8. Show yourself approved. Go in there and read it. You know, we are anointed. We got power. God give us power. I thank God for my husband, Bishop Jesse, the mighty man of God. I thank God for him today and that he getting ready to go on Monday. And like I said, y'all get ready for him, because he is excited. But God's got a word, a mighty word for y'all world. Y'all just get prepared for it. I just want to thank God for allowing me to come on the radio. I thank God for y'all allowing to hear the radio. But if anyone need prayer, don't hesitate. If anyone need to, you know, need a word, you know, the word came forth, just dial this number, you know, and it's to listen in, dial the number 646-716-8827. I said again, 646-716-8827. You can listen to the show. You can listen to the word. Minister your spirit. You know, y'all just call in if you need prayer. You know, you need any question you want to answer, don't hesitate. God always there. You know, he loves us so much. I just want to tell everybody, you know, I thank God for the head of my life again. Because sometimes we go through so much. There's so much going on in the world, but we got to stay in prayer. We can't let nothing hinder us of being distracted by the world. Lord, we stay closer to God, he going to keep us. Because he said he'll separate the sheep from the goat, the unclean from the clean. He said he'll protect us. We just got to keep still in that umbrella, still in that covenant. I just want to tell everybody, just be obedient. Do what God says. And watch what God do. He'll show up and show out. And I love you. I just want to tell you, my husband loves you. Bishop Jess, I love you. And Jesus loves you. Just be encouraged, world. Stay faithful. Stay obedient. Stay in the word. Just know that God is God. There's no other God beside God. Y'all just lean. Don't lean on your own understanding. God is in control. And I thank you for listening to the healing place. Now think Blog Talk Radio. I just want to be blessed. And I love you. And I ask you just to keep me in prayer, me and my husband, because we're getting ready to do a mighty work for God. And y'all just be obedient. And whenever you need to come on to talk, Just like I say, don't hesitate. Just call in if you need prayer, 646-716-8827. And everyone be blessed. God bless you. Bye-bye.